Blog Talk Radio.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
Well, praise God. Amen. Thank God for tonight and all of y'all that's tuning in tonight. We come to give God the praise, the glory, the honor. We say God is a God. There's none else beside him. None else after him. And none before him. So I just want to thank God for being God. And so all the honor goes to God for I realize everything I have and it is God that gave it. I like to say that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord above. And so I just want to thank God for the gift of life tonight. Amen. And sometimes we got to give God some praise just thinking, you know, in the morning when I get up now, I've learned how, since I've gotten younger now, amen, when I get up in the morning, my feet hit the floor, I had to say, thank you, Jesus. And I started walking, when I first started walking, and look like I walk kind of bent over now, and it takes a while to straighten up. And so the younger you get, the more you learn how to appreciate God. You learn how to appreciate God. Amen. And so I'm just thanking God for that. He's still been my help, and he's still blessing me. Amen. So thank all of you for tuning in tonight. Amen. You got a scripture there, Sister Paige? Don't start out. Amen.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Amen.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
You do it, shall prosper.
Whatsoever. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen. Amen.
God has better to read any other words.
Amen. I think tonight, amen, I want to get back on that heart thing, but amen. Now, let me thank you for a moment, amen. Amen. Let me talk about some confusion, getting rid of some confusion, getting rid of confusion. Amen. Praise God. Is that all right with y'all tonight, amen? Getting rid of some confusion by
amen.
The word of God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, just a page, verse 6, I think. 9, 5, or 6. 2, 5, I believe. Isaiah 9 and 5. Y'all come on with me. We're going to talk about getting rid of some confusion. Then I might can end up on the heart. I don't know. Y'all go with me here now in the Bible. Now we're going to try to use the Bible, amen, to...
Okay.
Say what we're going to say to get rid of confusion because the Bible cuts out confusion. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read to the page.
For to us a child is...
My Isaiah.
Isaiah 9 is 5.
Did I say Isaiah 9?
Uh-huh.
But what does 9 and 5 say?
For every battle of the warrior.
All right.
For every battle of the warrior is with confusing noise.
For every battle. Now, notice what it says there. Now, every battle is with confused noise.
And exorbitant roll in blood.
Amen. We're just talking about the battle is with confused noise. You know, anytime you're doing battle, there could be some confusion in it. And anytime a battle going on, that means that everybody got to get on one accord. And the only way we can get on one accord there has to be some training. It's like going to, when you go to war. You got to get the soldiers together on one accord. And the sergeant come there to put everything in line so everybody can be coordinated. That's why they do drills and stuff like that. They're trying to what make sure one another get coordinated because you don't want to get in a battle and then have confusion. A lot of people get killed.
Yeah.
And so everybody is with confused noise. We want to get what? We want to get rid of confusion, amen, to cut down some of the noise. And see, we got a lot of noise going on, you know, in the body of Christ and everywhere else. We got a lot of noise going on. And what kind of noise is that? It is the noise of confusion. That's what's going on. That's the battle. It's a lot of noise going on. And we're going to get rid of some of the noise. Amen. And so let us get it together. Every battle is with confused noise. Amen. First Corinthians. Y'all go with me now on the Bible. First Corinthians. Y'all already know the scripture, 1 Corinthians 14:33. You already know what it is. You're going to read it? Okay, read it then, Sister Faith. Sister Faith, I'm still supposed to read it. First Corinthians 14:33. Well, you got to go. Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to be like Gina. Come on, brother. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. We will talk about.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
For God is not the author of confusion.
So God is not the author of that thing, amen?
Mm-hmm.
If something is going on, God is not the author of it.
Right.
What else?
But peace.
But God wants peace.
And
peace.
In all churches of the faith.
In all the churches. So you got to have peace between the churches, amen?
Mm-hmm.
If we're battling and fighting against one another, we're going to destroy one another.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the devil don't need to do nothing. We destroy each other.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. The devil sit back and watch us destroy one another.
Yeah,
we kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're trying to go to the same direction, but we're not quite in harmony with one another. So one thing God said we do, we have to be in harmony with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And if we ain't together, you know, how are we going to fight if we ain't together? Together we stand, divided we fall. And this is what's happening to our nation. Our nation is being just like it was in Rome. Our nation is falling apart because we are dividing from one another. A lot of confusion in the White House, is that right?
Yes.
Amen. We got the part of the army is on the Trump side and part of the army is on the government side, you know. And so after a while, we have the army getting together, fighting against each other. And that's going to be the fall. This is how the fall of the nation is coming because what? The confusion going on in there. Rather than to find some common ground, then we would rather just fall out, amen. You know, find some common ground. You know, even with us in the body of Christ, we got to find some common ground so we can get along with one another. Hmm? We're not here to bite each other and kill each other. We're here to help one another. You know, if I'm in the air, you're supposed to help straighten me out. Huh? And then if you can't straighten me out, I'm supposed to come to a place. You're supposed to come to a place, amen, that we can agree with, but we're still going to be able to make it together because we are one body. You know, when your finger disagrees with your hand, did you cut your finger off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're supposed to be one body. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then if one part gets sick, the other part has to help that. That's to help that part of the body. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's to help that body. And then if the body, if a place is healing, I know somebody got their foot got bad. But he didn't cut that foot off, amen, because that foot was sick, you know. It had a spot on, but he didn't cut his foot off.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What did he do? He wanted to get that foot healed. Rather than to cut it off, amen. And so we got to learn how to what? Treat one another and do one another until the other part get healed. Can you have enough patience on me to get healed? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to learn how to come together and not be separated from one another because what? Sometimes we don't agree on some things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Paige and I, we've been in the house 40-something years. And she left home for 2 weeks one time. And we've been fighting ever since. We've been fighting for 45 years. She hasn't went anywhere yet. And I haven't left anywhere. If I put her out, she gets there before she leaves. And then she put me out. And I tell her I'm not leaving. And so we just come back in here and go to bed. You see, you have to learn how to work things out together, amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. And so that's what we have to learn in the body of Christ. We've got to learn how to bring things together and how to treat one another, amen? And how to have our indifference. We can be indifferent, and yet we have to remain intact, amen? Because I'm sick and she's sick, and then we got to be helpful the one to the other. And so everybody, what kind of noise? Confused noise. And so Apostle Paul had the same problem in the church, and he had to try to straighten some things out. If you turn with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Let me see. You know what verse is the page? Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14. We want to go to 14. I believe it's 14:5. But Paul had to straighten some things out because Paul was dealing with two different kind of people, amen. And he was dealing with both Jews and Gentiles. And I know that would be hard to put Jews and Gentiles together, amen. It's kind of hard to put the Jews with the Gentiles. The Jews was kind of prejudiced. And I don't know what to say about the Gentiles, amen, but I know the Jews was prejudiced, folks. They didn't like nobody. You know, we got some people don't like nobody, amen. Amen. Can't get along with nobody. You know what I mean? Amen. And he had to put these people together because they had an argument. They were having an argument over some things. And because they were having an argument over some things, Paul had to try to bring them together. I got to do something to bring together. I got to put some truth out here because it's the truth that's going to be able to have you to be able to stay together with one another. Amen? Let's start at Romans chapter 14, verse 4. Let's start right there.
Okay. Who are thou that judgest another man's servant?
So he's asking that now. Who are you to judge somebody else's servant? It ain't your servant. It's mm-hmm. somebody else's servant. Who are you to judge? Read on.
Okay. To his own master, he stand or fall.
To his own master, he stand or fall. Not according to you, but his own master. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yea, he shall be holding up for God is able to make him stand.
Now, who's able to make him stand? God is able to make this person stand. But you judging that person, amen. But God is able to make them stand. Huh? I'm still thanking God. I saw somebody sent me a clip or something, and I was talking about, I still talk about this because it was one of the first time I did it, you know, when I baptized a transsexual. I told somebody I baptized a transsexual. Baptized both of them, amen, both of them. Huh? Transgender. What do you call them, transgender thing? Yeah. Well, Tom was a, huh? Transsexual. Let me call them transgender. They were transgender. All right, Tom was a woman, and Harold, which was named Cedar, was a man. I baptized them, amen. My pastor couldn't deal with that. He said, oh, Paige, I can't handle that. Can you handle that? Yep. Don't matter to me. They'll stick your souls, amen. Huh? I looked at them as a soul. Huh? Yes. Yeah. Had Bible study with them, did everything with them. Brought them to church. Everybody said, well, did Harold come in there with a dress on? Yep. Tom had the little pants on. You can still tell she was a woman because you look at her behind, it still looked like a woman. But it was a lot of confusion going on whether or not they should be in the church and all, But I looked at them as a soul, amen. I didn't care about that, the outward appearance. What I was looking at, they still was a soul, amen. And then when God, I baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they both got the Holy Ghost, and everybody started saying, well, they ain't saved. I said, who are you to give it? God gave them the Holy Ghost just like he gave it to you, didn't he? And so how are you going to say that man ain't saved? So that woman ain't saved, and God gave them both the Holy Ghost. So Saruja laid hand on them. They both got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So you're going to judge that man, or judge that woman, I know one of them, he couldn't change. Now, I know Harold, he messed up. He messed up. He couldn't go back. He couldn't go back. He cut his off. He's too late. He couldn't go back. But the woman did go back. The man, they make me confused.
The woman went back to being a woman.
Yeah, the woman went back to being a woman. See, y'all, that's confusion going on right there. The woman went back to being a woman and got married. And she's in church now, praising God. Amen. Yeah, you remember the girl. One of them wanted to save it up. Amen.
Yeah,
she had one. He had one. So praise God. So that was some confused noise going on. But what? Who was able to make them stand?
God.
God was able to make them stand. Amen. Huh? All right, read on, Sister Faith.
Well, one man esteemed one day above another.
Now, there's some people that esteemed one day above another. Those were the Jews in the days, amen. But it was the Jews that esteemed the day above another. All right, read on.
Another esteemed every day alike.
Yeah, there was another esteemed every day just alike. Now, this is what the Bible said, right? Mm-hmm. One person esteemed a day above another, and the other one don't. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Now you got to be persuaded in your own mind, because otherwise it can be some confused noise going on. Read on.
He that regarded the day regarded it unto the Lord.
If he regarded the day and he regarded to the Lord, that's that person regarding that day. I don't have to regard that day. But if he do it, I'm not going to kick him off because he does, right? All right, read on.
And he that regarded not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it.
If he don't regard that day, he just don't regard it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no big deal about it. We don't need to be in confusion about it, right? He did, I did. Or he does, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for us to have a big fight over it. Read on.
He that eateth from the Lord, for he giveth God thanks.
If you eat some pig feet, you eat some pig feet. If I don't eat no pig feet, I just don't eat pig feet. Amen? Just because you hate them don't mean I want to eat them. But if I eat them and you eat them, we both can agree. But if I don't eat them and you do eat them, I can't get mad at you because you eat pig feet and I don't. Amen? And as you get used to them, they taste pretty good. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Peter got caught up in that problem. He was eating pig feet. And while he was with the Gentiles, when the Jews came around, he got up. And Paul got on him about that. You don't do that, Peter. We don't do this to one another. Amen. Read on.
He said, eat it to the Lord, for he giveth us thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks.
They're both giving God thanks for what they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So we don't need to have all confusion over some things like that, amen. You know, like sometimes somebody say happy birthday. Oh, I don't celebrate birthday. Well, okay, you don't celebrate birthday.
I do.
But I do.
And I wanna give.
I ain't said about no gifts, man. Amen. Praise God.
I said I wanna give.
All right. See, that's where that Santa Claus come in at.
For a birthday, man.
We get caught up in guilt. But amen. I'm trying to do this, but you have to realize this is Jews and Gentiles together. Paul's trying to let him know that the salvation is not by food. Hmm? It's not about food. It's not about days. It is about that what you are saved by grace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not under the law anymore, but we're under grace. And the thing that come up here, you see, a lot of people was keeping the days because they think the days had something to do with salvation. And they didn't realize that the law was only for a time. Amen? And so let's go to the 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we can see what Paul is going to do here because of this. He's got to explain it because he's talking to a congregation of both Jews and Gentiles. Romans chapter 3. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I keep getting messed up. So you got to get 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now you know what was going on here, because now, if you got a Jewish mind, you're thinking that you got to keep these days in order to be saved, because you've been in that tradition. You've been in that tradition so long, you can't get out of that tradition. And so after 2,000 years or however long it was, that they had been in a tradition where they have to keep the day. That's what they were used to doing. The mama brought them up in that way. The mama brought them up doing that. The daddy and the grandmama probably for all them years. So all of the families, all down through the lineage, they didn't eat certain things, and they only celebrate certain days. You know what I mean? And so there was a Jew and Gentile church here. Paul had to get rid of the confusion because they were fighting with one another. And you can look at the book of Corinthians, that they was having a battle in the Corinthian church. But Paul wanted to straighten things out because the Jews were saying you have to keep the days, and the Gentile was saying no, we don't have to do it.
So how are you going to get that confusion out of the church?
Huh?
Okay. And how are you?
Well, we talk about the days. Now, notice what the Bible talks about here, but I want to show you where God did away with that. There was a time and a place where that God did away with that. Now, you know, we have days, you know, when we talk about days. Now, there's no day can be holy unless God makes that day holy, unless God make it holy. If God don't make that day holy, it ain't holy. Because only God makes things holy. Is that right? God had to make us holy.
Yeah.
And the days that they were supposed to be celebrated, they were so-called holy days. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And being that they were called holy days, they celebrate those days because those days were part of their righteousness and their salvation.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if any other day besides a holy day, they're just traditional day. They don't have nothing to do with God. Amen. They're not holy.
Right.
You might call it, I celebrated a day, but it's not holy day. Huh? It's a traditional day. And so any kind of traditional day was set up by man and not God.
Okay.
Hmm?
Amen.
And if it's set up by man, we don't have to do it. Amen. Because that's not, you're not saying you're giving that day, you're not doing that for God, the tradition of it, you know, not so much the day, the tradition of it. You're not giving it to God. Amen. But if you're going to celebrate something, at least you ought to celebrate the day that God made holy. And then he told you, he didn't want you doing that no more. Amen? Amen? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to do it, it ought to be the one that God set in stone, amen, or set in the word. But he even told you, you don't even have to do that because doing those things was only for a time. Notice what it says here. And, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, let me see here, amen. I start at verse 7. Y'all listen real good now.
If the administration of death, written in grain and stone, was glorious,
it was glorious,
so that the children of Israel could not steadfast behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his covenant, his glory was to be gone away.
So the glory that was upon Moses, Moses wrote the law, that glory upon Moses was what? To be done away with. Now, everybody don't like that, but it's what the Bible said, amen, to get rid of confusion. That's what Paul was trying to do. I'm getting rid of some confusion here, amen. Read it on.
How shall not the administration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Why shouldn't the Spirit be more glorious than the natural thing? That was a natural thing they was doing. And so the spirit is a spiritual thing. So it should be more glorious than the natural. Is the spirit more glorious than the natural? Amen. And so it should be more glorious. Read on.
The administration of condemnation to be glorious.
Now, talking about if condemnation was glorious, wow. I mean, read on.
Much more though the administration of righteousness exceed in glory.
So the administration of righteousness exceeds. That lets us know it goes beyond, goes above. I'm putting this above that. Amen. And so God is putting what? Grace above the law. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read on.
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that exceeded it.
Now here we go. Right here. Verse 11.
But if that which is done away was glorious.
Now he's talking about something was done away was glorious.
What more that which remaining is glorious.
Much more does that which remain. What remains? The spirit remains. Mm-hmm. Amen. Read on.
Seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
I got to make it, trying to make it plain as possible can, to try to show you that those things you used to do there, you don't have to do them no more. Read on.
And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face,
mm-hmm.
that the children of Israel could not steadfast look on, look to the end of that which is abolished.
So they couldn't look to the end of what had been abolished. You know, those things had been abolished. All that keeping up days and celebrating and all that stuff was abolished with Jesus, amen. They couldn't see the end of it. That's why they're still blind today. Well, what does it say in the next verse?
But their minds were blind. But to this day remains the same veil untaken away and the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord,
when they turn to the Lord,
the veil shall be taken away.
That's when the veil will be taken away. When we turn to the Lord, that veil about those different things is taken away. You are supposed to be able to see, because it was only for a season. It was only for a time. Because of them, they couldn't see the end of it. Huh? That's why they still wanted, that's why they were still in so doing, keeping those things and doing those things, because they didn't know those things had been done away. Because it was a tradition that they had followed for so long. It's hard to break traditions, amen. What do we call it? It became a habit. It's hard to break habits, amen. It don't go away real easy. Praise God. Amen. Anybody ever dealt with it in a habit?
Amen.
Well, I have, amen. I don't know what y'all don't want to tell it, but so I have,
amen.
Praise God. Hard to break them, hard to break them.
Amen.
And so it's hard. He said they couldn't see if they looked at his, but their mind was blinded. And see, what we recognize, you realize it was done away. But when was it done away? The thing about it is, when was it done away, and why was it done away? When we look at that verse 17, what does it say?
Now the Lord is their spirit.
Uh-huh.
And where the Lord, spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
So where the spirit is, that liberty, it means it's the spirit that liberated them from that. Amen? Mm-hmm. See, they didn't realize they had been liberated, because, you see, Moses' law and everything was only supposed to last, why? Until the day of liberty. Mm-hmm. It was only supposed to last until the day of liberty. And see, a lot of people say, well, we don't know about liberty. But let's talk about the reason those things was done away with. Let's look back at Ezekiel 46. To show you why those things was done away with, because when we talk about the until the what? The day of liberty. And where the spirit is, where? The day of liberty. Is the spirit in you tonight? Do you have the Holy Spirit tonight?
Amen.
Come on, you've been liberated. I've been liberated. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been liberated from the laws of what? Sins and death. Amen. I've been liberated. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been liberated from those things of the law. I've been liberated. Now, you might say, well, what about thou shalt not kill? Well, that's in the New Testament, too. That came over. That came in part of the covenant. You still got to do that stuff. Amen?
Yes.
But some of the other things, I've been liberated from it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because what? It's the spirit that what? Makes us free. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're free tonight?
Yes.
Amen? That you're not stuck, that you have to do those kind of things. But if you did them, if you do them, you go on and do them. If you try to keep the law, you may as well keep all of them. But thank God that he has liberated. Now, when we look at Ezekiel 46 here tonight, amen, I'm trying to show you something here so we won't be fighting all the time. Ezekiel 46 and 16.
Thus
said the Lord. Now, who said this? God said this.
Lord God.
Uh-huh.
If the prince gives a gift unto any of his sons.
If a prince give a gift to any of his sons,
the inheritance thereof shall be his son.
The inheritance shall be his son. Now, the Bible does say in 1 John that now we are the what? Now we are the sons of God. Come on, this is how we get the inheritance now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, one thing about it, we are not servants, but we sons, amen.
Right.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
You see, now the servants had that for a season. Notice what it says about the servant. So that lets you know why we say we have an inheritance with Christ, because what? Christ gave us the inheritance, amen. He gave the church the inheritance here. We the body of Christ. We have the inheritance of God, amen. Yeah, we're going to inherit. Where are we going? Now, Abraham, them, and the people of the law, they inherited a land. Amen. A land flowing with milk and honey. But what we inherit the kingdom, amen. Not only in the kingdom, but what? We're going to be here on the new heaven and the new earth. We have inherited it. That's an inheritance being given to us through Jesus Christ, because the prince, Jesus was the prince of peace, wasn't it? And he gave that inheritance to us. That's why we have that inheritance now, because the inheritance only was with the servant for a season. Notice how long then the servant was supposed to have it. Verse 17.
It should be their possession by the heritage.
It's going to be our possession by the heritage. Go ahead.
But if he give a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it should be his to the year of liberty.
Uh-huh.
It should return to the press.
Uh-huh.
But his inheritance shall be his son's to them.
Amen. So his inheritance is going to be his son. We are the son. We're the son. The inheritance is through him. Because the inheritance was only the servant until the day of Jubilee, until the day of liberty. Huh? Amen. And so therefore, because we've been liberated, we don't have to keep those things now, because we've been liberated from those days. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? He's let the church know now, you know, you've been liberated from that. You don't have to do that. Huh? Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. Because what? The day of liberty. Now, in Luke 4:18, Jesus, what did Jesus come preaching? Jesus came preaching. What did Jesus come preaching in Luke 4:18? You got Luke 4:18. Go to 4:18. Now, Jesus came preaching the day of liberty. He was letting Israel know. See, Israel should have known right then that this was the time. Now, when we think about the day of liberty, the day of liberty means 50. And 50 means the anointing, amen. That's when the anointing came. 4:17. Luke 4:17 says, hey, you got to come on now. Come on now. So this is the day of liberty. This is the day that, the day of liberty means the day when all your bills got paid, amen. If you owed anybody anything, hallelujah, your debt was paid. Aren't you glad that Jesus paid our debt? Amen. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. Amen. And the wages of sin was death. He paid that price. Amen. He liberated us from death. Amen. He liberated us from death, hell, and the grave. And what? How did we get it? We got it by faith. We didn't get it by works of the law, but we got it by faith. And see, a lot of those, keeping those days was what? Those was works of the law. Those what you call works of the law. But Jesus came and liberated us, amen. And let you know we all set free.
Amen.
Amen. But if you're a Jew and you think you have to do that, amen.
Amen.
If I'm a Jew and I think I have to do that, amen. But it gives you no value with God. That's the thing about it. You don't get no value from God for it, amen. Huh? Because that's not a requirement, amen. It's not a commandment. But if it's something you want to do, amen, to give God some praise, amen, that's what you want to do, to give God some praise. No value. But as far as God's concerned, there's no value in your salvation, because your salvation came by grace. And so we don't need to go back and pick up the old stuff and try to make something new out of it. Just taking you, and don't keep going back. That's what Paul means by you know, if I preach again the thing that was done away, I make myself a transgression.
New wine
to
old.
You put new wine in the old bottle. I don't need to go back and get none of the new. I mean, well, I got the wine now. I don't need to go back and get that stuff, amen. When I got something that's better, I got something better, amen. So Jesus brought better promises, amen. Amen. And because of Jesus brought better promises to us, our promises come through faith and not through the works of the law, amen. I know people will argue that way, but we can see right here the prince gave the gift to his son. Now, where did Jesus come preaching?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
What is it about that? Know that what he said was there.
Spirit.
The Spirit of the Lord. Now, is that the liberator?
Uh-huh.
All right, we know.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Uh-huh.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Uh-huh.
To preach deliverance to the captive.
Uh-huh.
And recover the sight to the blind.
Recover the sight of the blind.
To set at liberty the inmate of bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
The acceptable year. That was the year of liberty. That's what Jesus came and proclaimed and liberty to the people. That everybody want to be free. You want to be free from your sin. Amen. I come to set you free. If you're sick, amen. I heal your body. I get you free from sickness. If you're blind, well, I open up your blind eyes. If you can't walk, amen. I heal your feet. I heal your legs, amen. If you can't talk, amen. I give you another tongue, amen. I came to liberate you. I came to set you free. If you're burdened, if you got some burden on your shoulders, Jesus came to liberate you from your burdens, amen. If you bow down and all, Jesus came to liberate you. See, those things you shouldn't be carrying around because Jesus liberated you from that stuff.
Amen.
He has liberated us from that stuff, amen. Hallelujah. Your sadness should be turned to joy because what? You ought to be able to raise your hand and say, I've been liberated, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every breath that you take, you ought to thank God for that breath because you realize it was the work of Jesus Christ that did this for us, and I've been liberated from that stuff. I don't have to do that stuff no more. Because what? I've been liberated because what? It's the year of Jubilee. This is the year of deliverance. My sins be set free. This is why I say anybody who's in sin, they want to come out of sin, this is the year of liberty. You can get delivered tonight. You don't have to wait till tomorrow because Jesus has already paid your price to give you your right to be free. Amen. And gave you a right to serve God in spirit. See, that's what Jesus told us in 4:4. You must worship God how? In spirit and in truth. Because what? The spirit is what liberated you from the law.
Amen.
And so if you keep it in those days thinking that it's going to add something to you, guess what? Ain't nothing going to happen. All right, Sister Paige, amen. Now, I want to show you. Now, everybody talk about the law of Moses, and we got to show who Moses was so you can let know, be known that Jesus is above Moses. Now, we already know that, right?
Right.
But we got to read it in the, you said, Sister Paige said, I got to read it, amen. I go to the book of Hebrew.
Yeah. Yeah,
huh? Yeah, you got Hebrew chapter 3, Sister Paige? Y'all go to Hebrew chapter 3. I'm trying to I let you read something, let you know you've been liberated from that stuff. Amen. If you don't have to do that no more. But at the same time, I can't argue with what Paul said above the scripture, though. Hebrew chapter, what did I say, 3? Y'all heard it say amen. I got to find it myself.
On the line tonight.
Are y'all asleep? Now we about
to... No, Pastor, I ain't asleep.
Yeah. Hebrew chapter 3. Now I'm talking about this being liberated. This is the day of Jubilee. Amen. And because the day of Jubilee has come, we are no more servants, amen, but we sons. 1 John 3 said, now are we the sons of God, He does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we're going to be just like him. Amen. Notice how Paul explained it. Now, he's trying to set things straight between the Jew and the Gentile. Talk about this a little bit. He's trying to point some things out to him. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, Sister Paige.
Wherefore, holy brethren,
partakers
of the heavenly calling.
What calling are we partakers with?
The heavenly.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you partakers of the heavenly calling?
Amen.
This is a heavenly calling. Not a calling to the Jerusalem that's over there on the ground, but we got a heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're part of the heavenly Jerusalem call?
Amen.
It's not just some land you're gonna inherit over there somewhere, but we have a heavenly calling. Praise God. You've been liberated so you can be partakers of that.
Right.
Read on.
Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession.
Now, who was Jesus?
Christ with? Jesus.
He was the apostle and what?
High priest.
And a high priest. Amen. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Who was faithful to him that appointed him.
He was just as faithful to him that appointed him. That was God.
And also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Just like Moses was. He was just as faithful like Moses was. Amen. Read on.
This man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
So why is he counted more worthy than Moses? Because a son is always counted more worthy than a servant. Hallelujah. Did y'all see that? A son is counted more honor than a servant. Now, Moses was a what?
A servant.
Now, why does everybody want to esteem Moses above Jesus when Jesus was a son and Moses was a servant? So that means the law of Moses was only supposed to last until the year of Jubilee. Then the son took over. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad the son took over?
Amen.
So therefore now, if the son took over, amen, and the servant, his glory is above the servant, then now Jesus is exalted above Moses. So that means that we follow Jesus now. Even Moses himself said the same thing, didn't it? In Deuteronomy 18:15, Moses said, "For the Lord your God is going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Him shall you hear." He was pointing to Jesus at that time. Moses even said it about Jesus. He was pointing to Jesus, letting him know, that's the man you're supposed to hear. Just like John the Baptist came, John the Baptist said, "I'm not the one, but I'm pointing to the one that is to come. I want you to hear him." And that man was Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Hear ye him.
Amen.
Read on.
Inasmuch as he who had built the house had more honor than the house.
Mm-hmm.
For every house is built by some man.
Uh-huh.
But he that built all things is God.
Uh-huh.
And Moses brethren was faithful in all his house. And his servant.
Who was Moses now?
The servant.
Moses was a servant. Now, the servant, back in 46 and 16 of Ezekiel, it says that the servant, amen, it only belongs to the servant, well, until the year of liberty. Moses was a servant. And so what Moses had only, lasted until what? The day of liberty, and after that, everything went back to the Son, Jesus Christ. Can we see that we've been made free from that? Now, everybody don't want to accept that. They still want to keep it. Well, you want to keep it. That's all right. Go on, keep it. It is. So, but it says now you've been liberated from that. That's what it says. I don't know how to put this, what the Bible says. I don't know what y'all say, but what y'all say about that?
I say it's in the word. You see, that's what it is.
I mean, that's what the word says. You understand that?
Open and shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, open and shut.
He was trying to show you. Yeah, he was trying to show you. We follow Jesus now. That we're not under Moses anymore. We're under Christ because Jesus excelled Moses.
Yes, he
did. Right. And so we get to fighting about, well, you know, this over here and that over there. and that over here. Yeah, we got to write the divide the word, you know, at the same time. But there are some things, amen, that God has already straightened out, and we still fighting about it. I don't
know. If somebody asks you who is the word, what would you tell them?
Who is the word?
Who is the word in the Bible? Who is the word? Who would you tell them?
God is the word.
Okay. Okay. All right. Jesus is the word.
What are we reading then? We're reading the word, right?
Yeah. You said who is the word? So, you know, I would say Jesus is the word.
All right. Let's look at Galatians 3 and Galatians chapter 3. Let's finish this up tonight. I'm trying to say you've been liberated, amen. You're not under the servant anymore. We are sons. That's what Paul was trying to say back over here in Galatians, so we can get an understanding of it, because we're still fighting about, well, who said it and who did say it. No, God said it, amen. Galatians chapter 3. I hope I'm making it plain enough where we can understand it, so we won't be fighting. Amen. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26. Let's go down there. Verse 26. Well, start at verse 24, because we better clip this in there to show you what something was.
Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
The law was our schoolmaster just to bring us to Christ. In other words, it's to take you to a certain point so that you can go on the other side. It's kind of like when you was in school, you know, you went to the 12th grade. They say you go to the 12th grade, they just taught you enough that you can get by, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to learn more, you went on to a higher education, amen? So the law was like the schoolmaster to teach us, to show us our sin, to show us our faults, to show us how, the law showed us how dirty we were in front of a holy God, amen? It showed us all of that. And so in order to get clean or to be delivered, we have to go beyond the law to get delivered. This is why we go beyond the law, amen. That's why Jesus said, Matthew 5 and 20, I believe, except your righteousness excel that of the scribes and Pharisees, and you shall in no wise enter. So our righteousness had to go beyond theirs, amen. But we didn't have no righteousness to offer, because our righteousness is what? As filthy rags. But we obtained Jesus' righteousness, amen. Read on.
That we might be justified by faith.
That we might be what?
Justified by
so we can be justified. I'm justified, made right with God by faith. I'm not made right with God by my works. I'm made right with God by my faith. And because of my faith caused me to have works. Because if I believe something, I'll do something. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
I'm doing it because I believe something. Amen. Or I do it because I know I am something, amen. You know, today, you know I am a man, so being that we was raised up in this country, I put my pants on, amen. I don't put no dresses on, amen, because I know I'm a man. I'm not doing anything to be a man. I'm doing something because I am a man. Does that make a big difference?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't live holy to be holy. We live holy because we are holy, because it is God that made us holy. That's why I said nobody can make you holy but God. We can't make ourselves holy. God has made you holy, and you should live holy because you are holy, not trying to be holy.
Amen.
God can't be God if he wasn't God. Is that making sense? God couldn't be God if he wasn't God.
Yeah.
Unless he already was God, he couldn't be God. Huh? Does that make any sense? Huh?
Amen on that one.
Huh? That's what I'm trying to say. And so you always, when people are trying to be something that they are not, they always overdo it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all notice that sometimes? They always overdo it. You know, when a man trying to be a woman, he be flapping his hand and twitchy, and you know how they do that? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, women don't act like that.
So no.
See, what he's trying to do, he's trying to be something that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. Or vice versa, amen. When you catch it the other way, when they're trying to be something that they're not, they always overdo it.
Yeah.
When people try to be something that they're not, they always overdo it. They overdo it because they're trying to be when they're not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know, you know how people want to get out there and dance, you know, when we can't dance, we overdo it. when you see somebody out there acting all wild and going all through, they're overdoing it, amen.
Oh.
If they was already gifted to do it, they wouldn't have to overdo it, amen. I'm trying to take some points out. How we don't need to overdo it. You see, God has made you holy. God has made you righteous. You live righteous because you are righteous, not trying to be righteous. For too long, we've been trying to be something that God has already made us. See, all these things that we are trying to be, if God has given us all things that pertain to righteousness and godliness, if we have all things, that means I already got it. I'm not trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I got $1 million in the bank and I'm walking around hungry. Lord, have mercy. Somebody got Andy Griffin on tonight? Read on.
Let's see, bring in, that we made 25, but after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster.
But after that faith has come, faith has come. After faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster because what? We live by faith. We walk by faith. Amen. Praise God. And everything we do it by faith because we believe that Jesus Christ, amen, He was a sacrifice that died for us. I don't need a lamb no more because Jesus has become my lamb. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't need to go out and find no pigeon no more. I don't need no meal no more. Amen. I don't need to sit out in a box all night no more. Amen. I don't need to do those things anymore to try to obtain my righteousness. That is what Paul meant, that the Jews were not trying to obtain their own righteousness and have not submitted it to the righteousness which is in God. I believe that's Romans chapter 10. And so we got to submit to the righteousness that we have in God, amen, because God has made us righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because what? He paid the price for me to be righteous because it's the year of Jubilee. All my bills been paid. My debt's been paid. Praise God. I tell you, we need some debt cancellation right now. Praise God. If you got some debt now, we need some debt cancellation. Amen. We need to ask Jesus. Well, since I've been liberated, Lord, liberate me from some of this debt I got right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if he liberated us from sin, don't you think that'd be a small thing to him? He can liberate you from some debt. A lot of people don't believe in that, but God can liberate you from your debt. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. So I went down there to pay my hospital bill. And I had to try to make the woman take the money. And she still wouldn't take it. So, well, you don't owe nothing here. Yes, I do. I've been in this, you know, I'm trying to convince her that I got a debt. And she said, Mr. Page, I have just went back and looked over out of all of these bills. It was about $9,000, wasn't it? Yeah, right about $9,000, I believe. But, Mr. Pace, I've looked all over, and I can't find no debt. Here's your check back. I said, write your name on it there just to say I brought it down here so you won't say I owe you later on. My debt got canceled. Y'all hear what I'm trying to say? Debt got canceled, about $9,000 worth of hospital bill got canceled. He liberated me. Praise God. He liberated me. Amen. See, people don't believe in debt cancellation and stuff, but Jesus canceled our debt, didn't he? Didn't he pay a price that we couldn't pay? See, people don't believe in that kind of stuff. They call that fallacy, but it happens every day. This is by faith, you know, by faith. If you can believe it by faith, amen. If people try to tell you what you can't have, but you can have things by faith. Every promise that God made, you can have it by faith, he said, amen. And everybody always wants to limit you to just a certain thing. You are not limited by faith. Faith caused the sun to stand still, and I ain't never heard nobody else doing that since Joshua did. It was faith, amen. Huh? What was it that Hezekiah wanted the sun to go back 3 degrees or something like that? He got it by faith. God did it by faith, amen. Those are impossible things. That things are impossible, but all things are possible with God, amen. You just got to realize you've been liberated, amen. Read on, Sister Pay. Let me get through.
Verse 26.
Uh-huh.
And ye are all the children of God by faith and Christ Jesus.
How are we children now? Not by works, amen.
By faith.
Not by keeping some days. Not by keeping some days now. Read on.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Now, Paul wants to bring everybody together in this next verse right here. Notice what he said.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, but you're all one in Christ Jesus.
So what is he trying to do? He's trying to bring the Gentiles and the Jews together, trying to bring the church together, amen, not have it divided, but bring it together. Well, because we're only one body, amen. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. There's only one of everything, amen. And so we got to all come into unity. That's why we're talking about coming into unity. We got to come to understand one another in order for us to unify.
Amen.
Read on, Sister Paige.
And if ye are Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise.
All right. We are heirs. Do we talk about that heir in Ezekiel 46:18, it said that we are heirs because the Son gave it to us, right? Hey, our inheritance. So you have your inheritance because it's been given to you by Jesus Christ himself, amen? Let's go to verse chapter 4 right quick. Verse 6, where he started, verse 4.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
When the fullness of time was come, that was the year of Jubilee, the year that Jesus came, preaching liberty, amen. That was the Jubilee year, amen. Amen. That should have been about the, 7 times 7 is 49, 490 years after the time they went to Babylon. They was down to 70 years, amen. And Jesus, how many times shall you forgive a man? And somebody said 70 times. He said, no, 70 times 7. So that had been 490 years. On the 490th year, should have been the year that Jesus came preaching this liberty, amen. Because that feast was going to last at least 10 years or so, amen. Waiting on that feast to take place, amen. Hallelujah. Read on.
God sent forth his son.
God sent
forth his woman.
He sent forth his son. He had come right now.
Made of a woman.
He was made under the law. So Jesus kept the law. He couldn't have fulfilled the law unless he kept the law. Amen? Now everybody said, what about the Sabbath? Well, he let us know what the Sabbath meant, right? The Sabbath was a day of rest for the thing to do something good on the day of the Sabbath, amen. But when we talk about the rest is when what? We cease from our own works and enter into his. That was our rest. So here's God sending Jesus to do the work for us. We weren't doing the work ourselves, but he sent Jesus to do the work for us so we can rest. Because we have been laboring, they have been laboring for, I don't know what I would say, 4,000 years, well, 2,000 years. They have been laboring over 2,000 years. Been laboring, trying to find rest, and they never could find it under the law, amen? Because the law had the priest doing something every day. And they didn't sit down. When they went in there, they didn't sit down. They was working all day, putting oil in the lamp, putting bread on the table, all day long, offering up incense, working all the time, killing cows, bringing up blood. But that should have been a stinky place. I tell you that. Amen. You killing cows all day long just off of a sacrifice. So it was always at work. But thank God that Jesus came to did the work for us. Hallelujah. Praise God that he did the work for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Read on, Sister Faye. Let me get this other point here.
Five. To redeem them that was under the law.
He came to redeem them that was under the law. Now, anybody know what being redeemed means?
Yeah.
To be bought back.
To be bought back. Any other for redeemed?
Six.
To be set free. Anybody else? Huh?
Or to get the value of that item back.
To get the value of the item back. In other words, he gives us our value back. Amen. But the value that we had before we fell, he came to give us that value back. Amen. What we was before the fall, he came to make us that again. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you thank God? Amen. Now, Adam was free from sin. Now, they say, well, how was Adam free from sin? Before Adam sinned, Adam walked in a state of innocence. Now, when you're innocent, you're free from sin because there's no law there, is it? Oh, hallelujah. Y'all gonna miss this for now. You can only arrest me when there's a law. Well, they don't do that here, you know. They don't do that in Arlington now. They arrest you because they want to. But I'm talking about... That's not the way the law is supposed to be, amen. They're just making up laws now, you know. There ain't no law for you, you know. They have something here, you have to wear the mask. Ain't nothing wrong with wearing the mask, I'm talking about, you know. But at the same time, you're not supposed to put me in jail because there's no law for that. So they do it, but God don't do that. God follows his law. Because if God ceases to follow his own rules, then he ceases to be God, amen. And so if there's no law, there's no transgression when you're innocent. And you know, like when you got the little baby, right here, DeMondre had his, is that a 50-inch TV?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he had his 50-inch, might be a little bigger, 50-inch TV. And he got a little boy, he's 2 years old, Sebastian. Sebastian had the ball, and Sebastian looked at the TV and threw the ball and broke the TV of his cups. And I thought DeMondre had did something wrong. He came downstairs running outside. He went to that door. I'm so mad, I gotta leave. This boy that broke my TV. But he couldn't charge Sebastian for breaking the TV because Sebastian was innocent. You know what I'm trying to say? He broke the TV, but he couldn't charge him for the TV because he was innocent. Thank God that Jesus has declared us innocent. Aren't you glad that Jesus had declared you innocent? Does that mean that I don't do no wrong? Nope. What does that mean? I'm declared you innocent. Hallelujah. Y'all don't see that. Do y'all see that? That God has declared you innocent. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all don't see that. Is it 8:30 back?
8:20.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get through. Amen. Okay. Being redeemed means to be eradicated from, amen, to be released from blame, to be free from consequence. Oh, Lord Jesus, wait a minute. You can do it to my flesh, but you can't do it to me. Yeah, watch that one now. You can do it to my flesh, but you can't do it to me. Because I'm not flesh no more. I'm spirit now because I've been born again. Huh? Huh? You can do it to my flesh, but you can't do it to my... What did he tell the devil about Job? You can do it to his flesh or his body, but you can't touch his soul because that belonged to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. If the devil can't touch your soul, can't touch your spirit, amen, and your spirit gonna get a new body anyway. If he destroys your flesh, he still can't kill you. Come on, hallelujah! I can't die, amen. If I acknowledge myself to be born again, born of the Spirit of God, amen, and that now because of my born again position, amen, I have a new position in God right now. I have a position of a son now, amen, and I have an inheritance. My spirit gonna get a new body. The devil might do things to cause me to destroy this body here in the flesh, but it can't destroy my spirit. Hallelujah, praise God. Come on, say, we gonna make it. Huh? Come on, say, we gonna make it. Huh? There's gonna be some challenges, but we gonna make it, amen. Hallelujah, it's worth the challenge, amen. But read, let me finish this prayer. I got to get through the show. We have received the adoptions of sons by the Spirit. We're sons now.
And because we are sons,
and because we are sons,
God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
He put it in our hearts.
Crying Abba Father.
Crying Abba Father. Read on.
Therefore, thou art no more a servant.
No, he's telling us again, you are no more a servant.
A son.
Uh huh.
As a son, the heir of God through Christ.
We're heirs of God. We're no more servants. Right? Read on, sister. Let me get that to us.
Ye knew not God,
mm-hmm.
ye did serve unto them which by nature of no God.
Uh-huh.
But now, other than ye have known God, or rather have known of God,
uh-huh.
how turn ye again to the weak, beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?
Why do you want to go back to that stuff now? That God can deliver you out of. You know, when the Bible talks about a dog going back to his vomit, huh? That we just like dogs sometimes, we get out of it, we go right back to it, amen? We stop doing some stuff, I got to put myself in there, amen? And we go right back to it like a dog, amen? Hallelujah, like a dog. All right, that's me. I'm talking about myself. I know y'all don't fit that description. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Read on, Sister Faith.
The third day and month.
What do we do? What are we doing now?
The third day.
We're observing days now. I thought, and month, wasn't that done away with?
Mm-hmm.
Under the law of Moses, wasn't that done away with? We are sons of now. We don't have to do that for our righteousness right now because what? We say by faith. We observe what?
Days and months and times and years.
Times and years and what else?
Times
and years. We
don't. I'm afraid of you.
Oh, he said, I'm scared of y'all. Now, what was he talking about? Now, you've been saved by grace through faith, and you want to go back to doing those things because you think that that is what's going to make you righteous. Huh? He's letting them know those things are not going to make you righteous anymore. Now, he said, if you do them now, they keep all y'all together so y'all don't kill each other. You let if he go back to keeping them days right there, let them keep them. And if you don't do it, then don't let him put you down and don't you put him down for doing it. Amen. Is that all of it?
Least I have bestowed upon you labor in vain.
Have I taught you about faith, Paul? He said, have I taught you faith in the grace of God? And telling you all that Jesus has done for you and to liberate you from those things, why is it that you want to go back to them? Jews. The Gentile was all right. Say, hey, man, I got me a poke cap here. I'm going out here and have a good time. Y'all Jews, y'all can be hungry if you want to. I'm going to eat this pig. So why is it that we want to go back to doing something that God has liberated you from? Why is people trying to go back and find their righteousness in the law when there is none there? We got all these groups of people who want to go back. Well, I'm going back to, I'm an Israel. Well, we're Israelite too, amen. We've been adopted into the family of God. We are children of God by faith. And even Paul gave up his citizenship as a Jew, as a Pharisee. That what? That he might win Christ. Because he thought that he knew that this was better, amen?
Amen?
And so we don't need to go back to doing those things. in order to be righteous. But if you do, I'm not going to judge you if you do. Is that plain enough? We ain't going to fight with each other and leave church and don't hang out with one another because I want to eat some pork chop. And you don't eat nothing but fish. You became a vegetarian. Amen. If you became a vegetarian, amen. I need to get the meat out of my house and become a vegetarian. But I still got me a steak in there, so I got to eat my steak first. Amen. Praise God. Anybody got a testimony? Yeah, I hope y'all understood that, amen. That to get the clarity, to get some clarity so we can come together and not be fighting with one another. Amen. Come on, anybody got a testimony, a prayer request? Go ahead, somebody.
I just want to thank God for another day. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did. And I thank him that he woke me up in my side of mind. My spirit went to pray for him. Still want to keep on going on in his name. Like I said, I've been saved 39 years.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, God's still working on you.
You too, Bella. And I had never wanted to go back. I can honestly say that. I had never, not one day, wanted to go back to where I came from. Because where I came from was terrible. So it's just a better place right now in Christ. And I just thank him for that being in him. He gave me so that I can come to him and that I can be his child. And I just thank God for that. So I am a child of God. And thank God. I'm a child of God.
Child of God by faith. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, well, Pastor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Pastor, if you remember, I had to work up Newburgh, New York last week. And that all turned out really good. You know, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Because those hills, you know, those hills are real hills. And God brought me through. But I didn't work Monday. I took off work. You know, I'm getting paid for, you know, it's the holiday season. And
amen.
I went in Tuesday, you know, because I just made top dollar the beginning of December. It was my 6 months. I made top dollar.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's an increase. And all of New York is covered under that. Yes, God is good.
Amen.
Tuesday morning, unexpectedly, and this is unexpected for the whole company, the whole company getting a good one.
Thank you.
The third week, the last week of January. Out of the
Amen.
Because the guys, I thought it was in March, but the guys tell me that the yearly raise is in June. So we're getting a bump right now. It's
thank you, Jesus.
The third January, and presumably again in June. Now you tell me God ain't good.
God is good. God is good.
All the time.
He's raising them up. Raising them up. Amen.
I must be doing something right. I don't know what. I got to be on my knees a bit more, I think. But I must be doing something right. God is so blessing me. And I know I need to be on my knees a bit more. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. For your
thank you, dude. Learn how to be thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Every day. Learning how to be thankful. There's always somebody worse off than you are.
Amen.
And so you can be thankful. Well, so, I ain't got this. I don't have that. It could be worse. Amen.
Well, I'm thankful anybody because else? I know it wouldn't be.
Except the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. You'll be getting about 65 cents a mile now, won't you?
No, I never work by the mile, Pastor. They got to pay me by the hour, every hour on the
hour. Oh, okay. They pay you by the hour, amen. Praise God.
I never work by the mile. I ain't never done that by the day. I ain't trying to hear that. Every hour I'm on that road, I don't care if I'm in traffic at a red light or if I just stop to go to the bathroom, they got to pay me $31.35 an hour.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. $30 an hour. They're going to get a raise. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, let's say God. Give y'all a hand. Thank God.
Overtime after 45. So my overtime rate is going to be 47.
Hallelujah. Ain't that good? Look at that. All right, brother. Amen. Don't forget about your brother down here. Amen.
I sure enough ain't.
Think of that shit. Don't forget about your brother. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Brother Prevost?
Amen.
Thing
went
well
today?
Thing went well today?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. God is blessed. God is blessed. He's opening up doors for me, for my wife, and I know it's going to filter down to the rest of my family. That's why I thank God for your word on tonight for the liberty of God, because, and actually the word, was that Sunday or last Wednesday when you said, you read that scripture that said, I've given you eternal life and no man can take it from me. I thank God for that scripture, because no matter what somebody say about me, can't nobody take away the blessings that God have over my life. So I just
hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God gives, can't nobody take it. Amen. And what's for you is for you and ain't for nobody else. Hallelujah. So thank God for that. Amen. That was Sister Praise. Oh, Sister Praise brought that out, Brother Prevost. I hadn't paid too much attention to it, but she brought it to my attention. She said, look at that. And I read it. I said, that's what it says. Anybody else? Before we go, we're going to get it. Yeah. All right, then. We're going to get off of here. Thank God for everybody that's on the line. Don't forget about y'all men. Don't forget about the first Friday of the year. I like to have all of y'all just to show up and for your support. This is first Friday of the month. It's going to be first Friday of the year, the new year. First Friday of the month, amen. Asking all of your men to come on and support, amen. Amen. Want to tell you that, you know, people have been blessed. People have been liberated. Some people have been in bondage for years and been liberated. God has liberated them and let yokes and fell off of them. A young lady getting married. We got married tonight. Amen. We're a young lady. Amen. Got married tonight. Today or tonight or tomorrow. I know we won't see her tomorrow if she got married today. Amen. Anybody else? If not, we're going to get off of here. Thank y'all for showing up tonight, Brother Bryant. Hey, tell Sister Bryant. God bless them and everything and everybody else. Yeah. But God bless you, Sister Bryant. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. May God continue to bless you and to heal you and to raise you up and to strengthen you. And we give thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father God, we'll thank you for the line tonight, Lord. And, Lord, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may it continue to rest, soothe, and abide within us henceforth now and forevermore. As we dismiss from the line tonight, but never from your presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen. You're dismissed. I see y'all. Y'all get on the Holy Ghost prayer line if you like, 10 o'clock tomorrow, Monday through Friday. And don't forget, Brother Prevo, you didn't come on Sunday night, Prevo.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pastor. I got so much going on, I got caught up. But I'll be on, what's today? Wednesday. I'll be on tomorrow at 5:30.
All right. Don't forget Minister Ray be on in the morning.
The sermon caller, the preacher police.
Hey, man. Praise God. All right, then. He'll be on. That's 299-299-pound for Brother Prevost. Minister Ray be on 9 o'clock, 120-110-69-pound. If you want to catch us at 10 o'clock Monday through Friday, at 10 o'clock is 319-2020-pound. We appreciate y'all tonight. God bless you and keep you. May God continue to heal you and raise you up. We'll see y'all next time in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be.
Don't know who I would be. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.